And the wayfarer, after traversing the high plains of this supernal journey, entereth the valley of contentment. In this valley he feeleth the winds of divine contentment blowing from the plain of the Spirit. He burneth away the veils of want, and with inward and outward eye perceiveth within and without all things the day of God will compensate each one out of his abundance. Quran 4 verse 129. From sorrow he turneth to bliss, from anguish to joy. His grief and mourning yield to delight and rapture. Page 30. Although to outward view the wayfarers in this valley may dwell upon the dust, yet inwardly they are throned in the heights of mystic meaning. They eat of the endless bounties of inner significances, and drink of the delicate wines of the Spirit. The tongue faileth in describing these three valleys, and speech falleth short. The pen steppeth not into this region, the ink leaveth only a blot. In these plains the nightingale of the heart hath other songs and secrets, which make the heart to stir, and the soul to clamor. But this mystery of inner meaning may be whispered only from heart to heart, confined only from breast to breast. Only heart to heart can speak the bliss of mystic knowers, no messenger can tell it, and no missive. I am silent from weakness on many a matter, for my words could not reckon them, and my speech would fall short. From an Arabian poem. O friend, till thou enter the garden of such mysteries, thou shalt never set lip to the undying wine of this valley. And shouldst thou taste of it, thou wilt shield thine eyes from all things else, and drink of the wine of contentment, and thou wilt lose thyself from all things else, and bind thyself to him, and throw thy life down in his path, and cast thy soul away. Page 31. However, there is no other in this region that thou need forget. There was God, and there was naught beside him. From a Hadith. For on this plain the traveler witnesseth the beauty of the friend in everything. Even in fire he seeth the face of the beloved. He beholdeth, in illusion, the secret of reality, and readeth from the attributes the riddle of the essence. For he hath burnt away the veils with his sighing, and unwrapped the shroudings with a single glance. With piercing sight he gazeth on the new creation. With a lucid heart he graspeth subtle verities. This is sufficiently attested by, "And we have made thy sight sharp in this day." Quran 50 verse 21.